A red ball bounces and a scribble of surf. Heel deep in shingle, a child watches, and I watch the child, her father bending to scoop handfuls of water into the air. Propped on my elbows, I scan the crescent bay, the rock promontory at either tip shattered by light, the sea almost perfectly still. The white sky is holding its breath. Into the picture comes the plump caique that brought us here this morning, the boy at her forepeak watching for swimmers as she noses out, helms over to go north. The hum of the town behind us, the rasp and the roar of scooters, deep bray of the over-the-mountain bus. Naked beside me, you nuzzle my forearm, sigh and turn over. To lie naked under the sun beside the sea, how simple and beautiful that is. I feel the thought turn over in your mind, a cat's paw breeze cuffing the olives behind us. We are so close. So far, so good. All this, I remember, can call up almost without effort. What's next is difficult. I lay back, I remember this, and a phrase emerged, stood clear of the drowse and hum. It was no dream. I lay broad waking. I moved to supply the words before or after, but a dull weight pressed on my chest and a vacuum came in my breathing. I could not shift or speak, and then he spoke, and this is what I heard.
I saw an island from our painted ship, a chasm opening, a sudden splitting down to the Earth's core. The sea was navy blue around our ship, while at the island's edge it boiled gray-white. A puff of smoke, domestic almost, climbed and grew tall as Mount Ida. Then groves of young timber tumbled in, the chasm darkening as the roar reached us. Suddenly, it was all business, the crew jabbering and leaping from their oars, the steersman roaring at them to be still, the captain, a philosopher, stroking his beard. Me, I knew the next thing was a tidal wave. It reached us seconds later. I had a rope twice round the mast, once round my arm. It bit my wrist as I stood on my head and swallowed water, but it held. It held. Not so the ship. Smashed under in seconds. Spewing water like a hania dolphin, I surfaced and found myself alone. The mast and a few boards were all that survived of our Athenian glory. The crew, slave master, captain, all gone under. I hope Poseidon was kind to them. He was kind to me. Rock floated on water. The air was thick with ash. I married a spar for 2 days and nights before a trader scavenging the flotsam raked me in. Late summer to dead of winter, I made up chart and course, found them by half instinct, port after port where golden fish brought in some profit. Before they'd cut my throat, for luck, I jumped ship for passage to Lesbos on a roving scout. I've always known when my luck was running out. Fetched up in Sigri, Calypso took me in, a baker's daughter, father dead, the business her own. Snug to the ovens I slept, and walked by day as quiet ashore as ever a man had found. At night, the sound of bells as sheep moved pasture carried across the bay to the sleeping island, where trees were cast in stone and no leaf stirred.
Thank you.
The air was calm in that place, the people slow and sure. I grew in confidence, content my fate should never find me out. Sappho unmade me. Eresen Sappho, swarth, sure-footed, canny. I'd taken a day's turn with a neighbor, churning the oars like an old salt when he hauled nets and grumbled. The stark length of coast to Scala Eresu. I think now he'd intended to pay me in calluses for the long nights I'd amazed his wife in tales of adventure. Often that hot spring day, I'd seen him choke a grin as I surveyed the map of blisters spreading across my palms. He had a low mind and a weak chin. I needed wine by the bucket when we landed, sought out the darkest taverna I could find. Before I'd sunk a cup, she had found my mind. You know those mornings on Rethymnon's lagoon when the gold fog slips fingers across the bay and birds dart in and out of view like stray notes on a lyre? It was like that. I felt the fingers of her mind spreading to find me out, steadying, locking on. I was a dolphin as the net closed in, felt every mesh and knot along the bump standing on my hide. Never went fish or fowl so willingly to the net. I pushed the jug away, a cup fell and did not break, and walked out in the full stream of some story just begun. The sun was low along the shore, and that's how I saw her first, an outline against the father of all thirst. Singing she was, of islands great and small, her hands behind her back, her eyes cast down. Like a bashful girl stubbing her toe in sand, radiant and invisible all at once. I stood there speechless as she came on, my eyes on her form against the sun, my mind in torment. She passed me without a glance. I thought a spear had found me, turning my guts like lamb upon a spit. But the fire in my belly was nothing against the fire in my mind. Artemis walked, I swear, Eresos' shore. Nothing could hold me, nothing could turn me back. I followed where her mind pulled like a strong net of shades, back through the village where my Sigrian friend pressed his hand over his eyes, refusing to see. I wanted to shout, you bastard, grab hold of me, pull me back, but the power wasn't there, or the will. I had found my course and was fated to follow, my back firm to the bright shield of the sun.
Demeter, the vine and squash. The path, a pale snake through the olives as he treads my wake. I am a peeled wand in bright afternoon, a green thing, quick with life. Lives are dust beneath my sandal, eons funneling to the snake. I am a mast and a green boat. I am the sea and the ship's course. I am the snake a boat inscribes on water.
She never looked back once or saw I was there for all I knew. But when we came to her house, an old woman stood in the gateway, barred my path. I watched as her mistress ran to scoop an infant from excited shade, to calm with a downturned palm, a leaping dog. Without a backward look, she walked towards singing voices, girls' voices, a chorus in the trees. But the child's look held me, and the old woman's. And I, who had dared the African sun, stood there as if my tongue had taken root, as if Crete had never fired my giddy blood. The crone might have been Achilles' twin, you know what I mean, nodded me once to the side, the farmyard, and damn me if I didn't slope after, a dog bidden at midday to lap water. I cut wood. I drew hay from the small meadow, fed and tended goats. I built walls, re-roofed outhouses, shook out the black nets for olives, hoed squash and bean and vine and every manner of thing. All day and every day I watched for her, listening to hear her voice above all others ring out through the green shade. Rising above the chorus like a sparrow rising from an eagle's back when he has climbed to the height. At night, I'd watch stars dusting the heavens as the day's dirt fell with water to the ground. I thought the cicadas were stars of grit rubbing in my brain. I hoped the night wind would cool me, that the rough wine would bring on sleep. In this, at least, I was lucky. I slept without dreams.
He came as I saw he would, lithe as a fisherman, cursing the oars. The eye on the prow calming the wave, his man at the helm knotting old nets. The sun on his shoulder, as the dream had foretold. I sent my young singing bird down to the beach. She watched where he went. When I knew he had taken a mouthful of wine, I closed up my eyes, went deep for the steadying vision, and called up the song. I sent myself walking the sand, winding him down to the deep, where the fish in red armor walk slowly the rock and the weed. When I felt the tide turn, I cast, caught him, and hauled on the net. Sun between shoulder blades turned me to ghost as I passed by his eyes. I felt his heart leap in my breast like a fish in a pool, but I passed. When I turned for the home place, I heard his foot slap in my dust. That was the drumbeat my heart's song had waited the years for. He flared at my heels like a fire. Dreams like a torrent I wanted to tame, channel, and feed to my vines pouring onto his feet. When I passed through the gate, I faltered and wanted to turn. But a child called in her fright where the dog had grown bold. I watched in the bronze of her eyes as I went to the house. My mother had measured him, fixed on his station and place. I had to teach my singing birds new measure and grace. I had to guard my look and thought, make my face mask of the moon, watch myself, ward myself in word and gesture. My lovers at night became troubled and sad, turning under my hand like a fish in dark water. I watched until the stars had dusted the full grapes, keeping his dreams from him, the better to take his body. Thank you.
Rain had been falling all the afternoon after a morning bright with foreign ships. They'd landed 10 or more galleys and troop ships for Chios. They say lean and businesslike. I watched from one of my groves. They just took on water, ignoring the village, the women, made a quick offering on the beach at noon and then shoved off. They rounded the headland in good order, making south. Black rain followed them in from the north. I had become a husbandman, my vines and green things more important to me than flash of bronze in battle or dice on deck. I felt no loss as they pulled away. I had done with the sea, that graveyard of wrecks. But Sappho, my lady, had not done with me. Rain had been falling all the afternoon, and I was content to watch it fall. Terracing caught and caved it until the pools were brimming full. Then sluices let it fall in steps and gradients to the lower valley. I could admire it as a work of art, this husbanding and doling out of water. Under the canopy of my simple house, I watched until the brimming fall and fill of it brought desire welling through my veins. She is a voice among voices, a white bird in the olive grove, dust at the wind's heel on a path. The face of her mother's house was shut against me, her singing school sheltering under a wing of silence. In the dip between our houses, the draggled olives muttered and swung in gust and gap of rain. She is a lamp in a dark house at noon, the promised smell of linen, a jar of oil in a cool cellar. Nobody shifted in the fields or in the village below. Nothing warm-blooded stirred in the weeds. I lifted the wineskin, but had no taste for it. Let it fall. She is the silence after song, the crust cracking on new bread, salt on sun-worn boards. The rain stopped, and black night fell early.
Light the lamps and sweep the floor. Bind olive and oak to the lintel. Light the lamps and sweep the floor. Let flute with voices play. Over the threshold he will come, with owl in the swaying bush outside. And I will tap on the goatskin drum to guide his way. Over the sea, the full moon swings, and the lamp in the wind. Oak and olive frame the door, and Sappho would be lone no more. Let the music play, the hymn for a child.
I thought my heart would stop. I lifted my hand to shoulder height, let it fall. I blew on my flame. It swayed, leaned all the way over and sprung back. I stripped and walked outside, doused myself over and over, bucket after bucket until the rain butt was empty that had been brimming. The music would not stop. Someone flung out an abrupt net of stars. The drenched earth flooded the air with lemon, olive, acacia, grape, and thyme. I thought my heart would never stop until it had burst from my chest. The drumming that had been the drumming of rain, now pounding in my blood, beating from ear to ear. From wall to wall, I should say, of some great echoing cave. Every muscle, sinew, and nerve in me straightened and sang like fine rope rigging. A and my bones hummed with the strain of it. I was a ship fit for the plunge and voyage out. I gathered my things, a few clothes, my knife, the wineskin, a cloak that her mother had given with rough grace, the wool soft, close woven, fine, everything there that was mine. The gardens parted at my coming, the vines and squash, the heavy grapes and the olives I had tended with such devotion rolled back and away from me like waves of the sea. There was a single light high up in the sleeping house, oak and olive over the door, a dull shine on the bare boards, and silence everywhere, deep as the night.
I heard him come through garden and grove, the fall of his foot in the dust, the sound of each breath. I wound the song in, breathing soft, easy and slow, taking care not to break the thread. My dove of night, I called him, my owl and my bull, pulse of my beating heart. My mountain torrent, I called him, my dolphin, my goat, my torment, my keener. Come closer. Come close if you dare, and be good if you can, first and last man. Fire to my womb, crusher of breath, come sing the one song of my house. Give me a daughter.
I can see now I was had. Laugh and I'll laugh with you. Fattened and toughened and kept on a leash like a horse or a bull. My right pride and my skills at naught. An enchanted gardener, a fool for love. I was many things then, before and since, but I swear by the wind of death. I swear by the springs of Hyperion and the groves of Ida. If I had known then what I knew after, I'd still have stepped over that threshold, climbed those stairs, pushed in that door, and crossed that wide wood floor with as firm a step as ever a man has made.
Lightning, sweet and rough, wave of the south, wind of the north. O lightning, sweet and rough, I am scorched in the fire, though my blood does not burn, drowned in the sea and breathing yet. O lightning, sweet and deep, my feet are on fire, my womb is a cave of ocean. And Poseidon, Poseidon beats on its walls in flood. Oh, the white dust, the path through the murmuring grove. My honey, my sweet of evening, my sleep by the sea.
A path of silver, and she lay athwart it, aslant on the great bed, uncovered. My lungs were huge. I breathed hard and slow as I walked and walked to her. I thought the room enchanted, leagues wide and deep. I thought a sparrow skittered below me in the house. It was a flick of a thing, a fever of seconds, a stone falling and its taste a moment in my mouth. Her tongue tasted of apples, of sweet yellow wine, her breasts yielding and sure, her thigh slender and muscular, twined around mine. She had the strongest back I had ever bucked and fought. Her hips ground me like a wrestler's, and her lips were music mouthing into mine. I spent in a night what flesh I'd made all summer. She matched me cry for cry, and wept as women do when dawn shook birds awake outside, and I wept too. There was a ship, a Phoenician trader on the beach. She walked me through the gardens I'd made. I knew she was remaking them in her mind as we walked. Her singing birds were stirring behind in the courtyard. Her mother appeared at a bend, embraced me, pinched my arse for luck, and laughed for the first time, and I laughed too. A grimace, no more. I was sore in every muscle, crushed and bruised and drained, but I walked with back erect, head up, spring in my step. You know the drill. I can see it still in my mind's eye, the crescent of beach beneath us, the fall of her land away down to the sea. There she took leave of me with a single kiss. I was branded and dismissed.
Ash of Hephaestus, the bright dust. Green of Demeter, the vine and squash. The path, a pale snake through the olives as he trod my wake. I am a peeled wand in bright afternoon, a green thing quick with life. Lives are dust beneath my sandal, eons funneling to the snake. He was a mast and a green boat. I was the sea and the ship's course. He was the snake, a boat inscribes on water. And I am the white gull now, ghosting his wake. Come, bees, and bring me honey. Come, stream and channel, garden my land. Come, sun and moon, and light me. Bring me a golden daughter to my hand.
Thank you.
There it is. I was first and last and only. It starts with an island foundering in the wide sea, and it never ends. I was blessed and cast down, cast out and found again, brought home, but not for good. Last night I dreamed I had a daughter, but I dreamed of bread and gold too. This happened me, just as I tell you, and nobody knows what may happen yet. Nobody knows what may happen in this life.
An engine boomed, and the world came crashing back as a jet flicked in the sky, banked over, thundered away to sea. You started there beside me, grabbed at my arm, and stared at the sudden bay. I thought you'd seen him just before he faded, but there was no distance in your look. I felt shook, troubled and far away, thought better of talking about it, felt halted, inadequate, gruff, until you said, "Sometimes here in the islands, it's as if time is full, full, and the dead reborn." Then you heard what you'd said, fell silent. I said, "Nobody knows what may happen in this life."